But first this hour, Congress approved the Affordable Care Act more than 8 years ago, and it continues to be a political flashpoint, both here in Arizona and in Washington, D.C. The current open enrollment period ends on Friday. In advance of that, we're looking at the issue of health care in a series of conversations. The director of Arizona's Medicaid program, known as the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System, or ACCESS, is set to retire next month. Tom Betlock has led the agency for the past 9 years and served another 8 as deputy director. With me to talk about Betlock's time at ACCESS and the future of the program is Will Humble. He's executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association. He also served as director of the Arizona Department of Health Services, often working with Betlock. And Will, when you think of the job he's done and the times in which he's served, what comes to mind for you most about how he did at ACCESS?
So I'll really just mainly go with the period of time when he was in charge of ACCESS, which I was in charge of health services when he was in charge of ACCESS during the Brewer administration. And so, to answer that question, you really have to go back to that recession, which was just awful to be an agency director during that time. And I can imagine what it was like for Governor Brewer, because you're trying to keep the wheels on for all these agencies in a time when, you know, the demand for the services that you provide is really increasing and the amount of money that you have to do it is going down dramatically. I mean, this state was in a real bad financial condition back in 2009, 10, 11. You know, those years were really tough. And so managing the ACCESS program during that time was no easy task at all. You know, some of the things they had to do over at ACCESS was make decisions about what services to drop, what things not to cover anymore, and also who not to cover anymore. Those were really challenging times for all of the agencies that provide social services. Really, those were really important years. And Tom, and I would say one of his strengths is that he was able to recruit and maintain a real talented team of folks.
Arizona's Medicaid program is often sort of lauded by state officials and some national folks as well as sort of being a model for how to run that kind of program. How much credit do you think Tom Betlock should be getting for that?
Well, I think he should get a lot of credit, but I think Arizona as a whole deserves a lot of credit. Going all the way back to Len Kirchner, who was the first director of ACCESS back in the early 80s, one of the things that Arizona began was really an emphasis on managed care in the Medicaid program. And we were the very last state to get Medicaid. And by the time Arizona got Medicaid, but back in 82, this managed care model had begun to mature. And so I think many of the aspects that you see, if the efficiency of the Medicaid program really go back to that core principle of focusing the Medicaid program on a managed care system rather than a fee-for-service system like you see in a lot of other states.
Now, one of the other things that Tom Betlock was director for was, and you were at Health Services for, was the expansion of the Medicaid population, the big fight in 2013. I don't want to make you relive that because I think for a lot of people involved, it was a very difficult thing to go through. But looking now at where Arizona's Medicaid program is in terms of who it covers, what kinds of services it covers, how stable do you think it is going forward for whoever the next director will be?
Well, I think we're in a really good position at this point. But by the way, a lot of it's going to depend on when the next recession comes, because I could talk about where we are right now, but if we get another recession like we had back in 2009, all bets are off the table.
It changes quickly.
Yeah, it could change really fast. But I think we're in a good position now. The program, regardless of who they select as the next, who Governor Ducey selects as the next director, I think they're on a real path towards pushing more towards what's the new term is value-based purchasing. So really taking managed care to that next level and building a system of financial incentives so that the provider networks are assuming more of the risk, but also have the ability to benefit more. And that provides a financial incentive to ensure that the services that patients get are really providing value. So I think that's really the next phase of where both Arizona's managed care Medicaid program is going, but a lot of what other states are looking for as well is this focus on value rather than just providing doctor's appointments, for example.
When you talk about physicians, I'm curious how much of a challenge it is maybe here in Arizona and elsewhere as well, to convince doctors to accept Medicaid patients? Because in some communities, it seems like there are more people covered by Medicaid, but they still can't get a doctor's appointment because there are no docs who will take that coverage.
So, I mean, this is a really important topic, what you just brought up, which is just because you have health insurance doesn't mean you have access to care. And what that means is that you can have health insurance, but if you can't make an appointment, if you can't get in to see somebody in, you know, an appropriate amount of time, that's not really care. And so the biggest challenges that we have in Arizona and have been going on for a long time is really access to care in what we call rural and underserved areas. Our network of community health centers are, I look at as really the core of those opportunities to get care, but they're not, there's not a community health center in every part of the state, and a lot of folks have to drive quite some distance.
Let me ask you about another potential change to Arizona's Medicaid program, which is based on a state law on the books that requires access to submit a waiver to the federal government, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, requesting a work requirement for Medicaid recipients. Basically, that if you want to be on Medicaid, you need to be looking for a job or working or volunteering, and there are different ways that that sort of thing can happen. Arizona submitted its petition a while ago and still hasn't heard anything, as other states have had these waivers approved in some cases by the Trump administration. Do you have a sense of what's going on here?
So my understanding right now is that, well, I know that the waiver request has gone in, and that went in at least 18 months ago and maybe before that. CMS has said that the federal agency that approves these waivers or denies them has said they are sympathetic and they'd like to see more of these kinds of waivers come through. And as you said, some states have already had their work requirement waivers approved. So I think there's two things going on that may be slowing this down. One is that there are some lawsuits in some of those states regarding the nature of those waivers. And so part of it is some of this judicial review. Kentucky was an example of one of those states where the courts had something to say about the work requirement waivers. Another piece is something that's more unique to Arizona, which is that last legislative session, there was a bill that was passed by the legislature and approved by the governor that exempted Native Americans from that work requirement waiver request. And so that needed to go into CMS. And from what I understand, I actually saw a letter from a member of CMS stating that they had concerns that excluding a population like that may have some legal problems. I forgot the exact words that they used. By excluding a particular population, they thought that it could make it problematic. So from my understanding, the fact that now Arizona must exclude Native Americans because of the bill that passed last year, that could be slowing down the approval process with CMS because they see that there's some, Justice Department issues related to singling out a population like that.
All right. That's Will Humble, Executive Director of the Arizona Public Health Association, also former Director of the State Department of Health Services. Will, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for the invitation.
And be sure to stay tuned this week for more conversations around healthcare. You're listening to the show.